Staff and passengers are on same side nationalize rail. Tories out. Dame Yates, Salford Socialist Party. Beleaguered commuters learnt on the 15th of August that they will face yet another increase in rail fares from January. We can expect a 3.2% rise, more than average pay increases, on around 40% of fares, mainly on city and commuter routes. The permitted price increase is linked to the RPI inflation figures released by the Office for National Statistics. This most recent promised hike, coming on top of a 3.6% increase last year, will see the cost of annual tickets go up by hundreds of pounds. The Campaign for Better Transport says commuters in Britain on an average salary now spend around a fifth of take-home pay on train tickets to and from work. In typical Tory fashion, Transport Secretary Chris Grayling has done his utmost to foster divisions between commuting workers and train workers. He has offered to cap fare hikes at the lower CPI inflation rate, which ignores the rising cost of housing, if transport unions agree to their members' pay being capped at that rate too. But rail staff and commuters are on the same side. Both face attacks by the Tories and their big business mates. The answer is public ownership and democratic control by workers and passengers, with services subsidized to guarantee quality, safety, reliability and decent wages for all. The fares announcement comes against a background of deteriorating services, with mass cancellations taking place on some lines, since changes to timetables back in May. On Socialist Party campaign stalls outside Salford and Manchester's busiest stations, served by the shambolic Northern Rail franchise, people queue to sign petitions demanding rail nationalisation. The anger towards private profiteers such as Northern Rail is palpable. Commuters understand it is the failing of the private sector, and not the fault of rail staff or their unions. The overwhelming majority of commuters we have spoken to are also vocal in support of keeping guards on the trains, which Transport Union RMT is leading strikes for. All public transport should be nationalized, under democratic workers' control and management. Jeremy Corbyn should commit to taking this step immediately, if he is elected, rather than just taking rail franchises back as, and when each is up for renewal. It is clear that private companies, driven by profit and greed, cannot provide a service which meets the needs of workers and commuters. Only a socialist system of democratic planning can satisfy the needs of commuters and rail staff alike.